This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission determines percentage of inclusive groups under proportional representation system for upcoming House of Representative election. Stakeholders to hold all party meeting on poll preparation and legal issues today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses on timely election to ensure country's peace and stability. And U.S. Coast Guard pursues third oil tanker linked to Venezuela. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has determined the percentage of inclusive groups under the Proportional Representation (PR) electoral system for the upcoming election in accordance with the House of Representative Member First Amendment Ordinance 2082. Recently, President Ramchandra Podal issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai informed that the Commission has decided that political parties must recommend candidates under the proportional representation system by matching the percentages of inclusive groups as per the latest census. As per the latest amendment, candidates from the Dalit community should be 13.44%, 28.72% from Adivasi Janajati, the indigenous, 30.28% from caste Arya, 16.15% from Madhesi, 6.52% from Tharu and 4.89% from the Muslim community in the political party's closed list for the PR electoral system. Likewise, Each cluster should include at least 50% of women's participation. Political parties that have applied for the PR system have been given 2 days, December 28 and 29, to submit their closed list of candidates for the PR electoral system. Meanwhile, an all-party meeting involving Prime Minister Sushila Karki, representatives of political parties, the Election Commission and other concerned stakeholders will be held today to discuss issues related to election preparation, security, management and legal amendments. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that the election to the House of Representatives must be held on schedule to ensure peace and stability in the country. Speaking during a meeting yesterday at Singha Darbar with a delegation led by former lawmaker of Ilam Constituency No. 2, Suhang Nembang, Prime Minister Karki said the government has come specifically to conduct the elections and urged all concerned to prepare for them without any hesitation. Former lawmaker Nembang drew the Prime Minister's attention to the need for urgency in reconstructing highways and bridges damaged by floods and landslides in Ilam. Prime Minister Karki informed him that Infrastructure Minister Kulman Gissing had recently conducted a field inspection and that the government is serious about addressing the issue. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP Chairperson Rabi Lamichane held a meeting yesterday evening to discuss current political developments. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the discussion took place at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar and focused on contemporary national issues. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said the ministry recorded notable progress during the first 3 months of new government despite facing multiple challenges. At a press conference held at Singha Darbar yesterday, Minister Kharel unveiled around 30 achievements spanning telecommunications, information technology, postal services, printing and film. He said major initiatives included online registration and renewal services at the Department of Information and Broadcasting, printing of driving licenses through the security printing press, expansion of communication access in remote areas, and extension of 4G services up to the Sagarmatha base camp. He added that preparations are underway to expand Wi-Fi services to 29 locations outside the valley. Honoring journalists active during the Gen Z movement and enrolling state media employees in the Social Security Fund were also cited. The minister said the government plans to register and list online television platforms to strengthen professional security and institutional development. In the meantime, during a discussion with online television journalists at the ministry yesterday, Minister Karel said that the government is committed to providing online television platforms and the journalists working in them with the same state-provided facilities as those given to mainstream media. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Mahabir Pun, has announced that directives have been issued to incorporate yoga and meditation as extracurricular activities in school. In a program organized by the ministry on the occasion of World Meditation Day yesterday at Tudikhel, Minister Pun emphasized the importance of prioritizing yoga and meditation and also added that they can contribute to promotion of tourism. Similarly, Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam said yoga, Ayurveda and meditation have been integrated into government health programs calling for broader collaboration. Meanwhile, Nepal hosted a special side event at the UN headquarters in New York titled Awakening the Mind, Pathways to Peace, Health and Harmony, co-hosted by Nepal's permanent mission to the UN and the Jivan Vigyan Foundation. Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Nepal, Chen Song, paid a farewell call on Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday. In the meeting, discussions were held on strengthening bilateral relations, expanding economic and development cooperation, among other issues. Referring to the celebration of the 70th anniversary of the establishment of Nepal-China diplomatic relations throughout the year, Speaker Khemire said the various programs organized by both sides in 2025 have lifted the bilateral ties to a new height. Meanwhile, yesterday itself, Ambassador Chen made a farewell visit to Narayan Prasad Dahal, the chairperson of the National Assembly. Ram Ashish Yadav of Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP Nepal, has been elected the Speaker of the Madhes Province Assembly. In the election held yesterday, Yadav got 72 votes from the seven-party alliance. Deputy Speaker of Madhes Province Assembly, Babita Rath Ishar, announced the election result of Yadav as the Speaker with 72 votes out of 96 Province Assembly members present at the meeting yesterday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States Coast Guard is actively pursuing a third oil tanker linked to Venezuela in international waters, escalating tensions between Washington and Caracas. The BBC has quoted a U.S. official as saying the vessel is part of Venezuela's so-called dark fleet used to evade sanctions and is sailing under a false flag with a judicial seizure order in place. The U.S. has already seized two oil tankers this month, including one on Saturday following President Donald Trump's order to block sanctioned oil vessels entering or leaving Venezuela. Washington accuses Venezuela of using oil revenues to finance drug-related crimes. However, Venezuela has condemned the seizures as theft, warning the actions will not go unchallenged. The government says it plans to raise the issue at the UN Security Council and other international forums. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission determines percentage of inclusive groups under proportional representation system for upcoming House of Representative election. Stakeholders to hold all-party meeting on poll preparation and legal issues today. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses on timely election to ensure country's peace and stability. And U.S. Coast Guard pursues third oil tanker linked to Venezuela. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.